Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Dr. Jason McElyea saying patients are packing southeastern Oklahoma emergency rooms. Oklahoma. Taking ivermectin doses meant for a full-sized horse.
I'm a horse, not a pincushion.
The ERs are so backed up that gunshot victims were having hard times getting to facilities where they could get definitive care and be treated.
Very fake news.
Calling Dr. Howard. Dr. Fine. Dr. Howard.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I think there's a lot of factors here. I think the $300 didn't have as much of an impact as everyone said it did and keep people out of work. We'll see now as we move forward.
All right. Settle down, entire planet. Settle down.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
So a lot of our talk today, aside from Afghanistan, has been about work, which is appropriate on Labor Day. And a happy Labor Day to everybody out there. I hope you've enjoyed your time off. If you are lucky enough to get time off, if you're not, well, I hope you make it up somewhere along the line. So our poll question today has to do with a 4-day work week. And the idea has been floated before. It comes back just like, you know, every couple of years, some wacko in Massachusetts wants us to join the most eastern timeline that you can in the in Northern America. So that would be an hour ahead of other people in the Atlantic time zone, eastern time zone. It's like that. People want to get rid of daylight savings time. That comes up every few years. The 4-day work week comes up every few years. So this comes out of the Washington Times, and I just thought it pretty interesting, and I thought we'd put it as the poll question today, and it really did surprise me. We have about 60% of the respondents would opt for a 4-day work week. I just can't fathom it, and I don't know about anybody else, and I'd love to hear from you. 844-500-4242, one way or the other. Do you support it? Are you against it? I can't fathom the idea of a 3-day weekend every weekend. Again, for people like us, we're in an industry, speaking, of course, of radio and TV and media in general, where things are always happening in our world. And we're always collecting information. We're always preparing it to go to air and things of that nature. Where if you're in the more corporate world, yeah, the accounting can wait till Tuesday. And you do that through Friday for 10 hours a day. It's a bit different. There's a bit of a disconnect. So if there is favorability out there, I can certainly understand it. But I just can't myself fathom a 3-day weekend every weekend. Would I love it? Yeah, absolutely. Sure. I'd love being able to spend more time with my family and doing things that we want to do. But it doesn't look like it's going to happen anytime soon. But there is a push. So this is out of the Washington Times. The long Labor Day weekend could become standard if the 4-day work week catches on. Many U.S. companies are experimenting with a shortened work week because of pandemic-related concerns, and legislation calling for a 32-hour work week has been introduced in Congress. As we consider what work should look like beyond this pandemic, we need to find new ways to achieve harmony across our professions, our passions, and our personal lives, said Aziz Hassan, CEO of the crowdfunding firm Kickstarter. Beginning next year, Kickstarter's 90 full-time employees will work 4 8-hour days as part of a pilot program. Meanwhile, the software and data firm Elephant Ventures, which has staff in New York and San Francisco, shifted to a 4-day, 40-hour work week in November after completing a 90-day pilot last year. Jonathan Cook, Elephant Ventures sales director, said having Fridays off allows him to catch up on personal commitments that he struggled to meet in the new pandemic normal. Mr. Cook said, "Previously, I felt like I was always working or watching kids, including weekends, and now Friday is a nice break. I think longer work days has, for many folks, myself included, improved productivity by improving meeting culture." Jared, this is, I guess, the follow-up question to would you prefer a four-day work week. That fifth day, would you want it to be the Monday or the Friday that you have off?
Oh, I'd want it to be the Friday.
Really?
Yeah. Get that first day early, because that way if you get stuff to do, you got errands to do that you can't normally do during the day, you can get it done on the Friday, and then you get the whole rest of the weekend completely free. If you got to go to the bank, you got to go food shopping, you can do that at an off time. I would definitely take the Friday.
I it doesn't really make a difference, I guess, in the grand scheme of things. You're still going to get a three-day weekend, and it's your work week is still going to feel like a work week for all intents and purposes. But I think I'd go for the Monday. Friday would still feel like a Friday to me. You know, I'm looking forward to that night, Friday night. You know, there's a lot of lexicon that's built up around the idea of a two-day weekend. And I think there's a lot of things that we'd have to change. But I'd want the Monday off. Not a Monday guy. Garfield was always one of my favorite comics. But I'm not a Monday guy. And I would like the chance to recuperate from the weekend. I don't, but you still get the three-day weekend. I guess it doesn't matter. It's all personal preference. August job postings mentioning four-day work weeks climbed about 75%. That's 1,162 per 1 million compared with 657 per 1 million from the same month in 2016, according to data from employment website Indeed. The number of jobs with four-day work weeks posted last month was 16% higher than the 1,003 jobs per 1 million a year earlier. In late July, Representative Mark Takano, California Democrat, introduced legislation that would reduce the standard work week from 40 hours to 32 hours and allow non-exempt employees to clock in overtime for any hours they work beyond that limit. I don't know if I'd be eligible for overtime. I don't think we would. Tom, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Tom.
Thank you very much. If you're dealing with the public, like a, let's say the motor vehicle people,
mm-hmm.
you got to work 5 days a week, and you got to be open regular hours. My personal experience has been that when I had people that wanted to work 10-hour days, the productivity was not there. The other problem was that they, you're not available.
So you've tried this. You've tried this in your company, whatever you do. Have you tried it?
Well, we had certain departments that wanted to do it, and I said, yeah, give it a try. And the problem is that, when your customers are calling, you don't work Fridays. Well, that's great customer relations.
Well, that's because not everybody is on that new frontier yet. If everybody were operating under the premise that everybody has a Friday off, I think that would change, wouldn't it?
No, it wouldn't, because people want to be productive. If you're building a house and you're looking for a supplier or engineering work or some drawings, oops, I guess I lost a day because I can't get those drawings. I can't get that work. You've got to be available. That's how productivity works.
Yeah. I get it, Tom. I get it. Thanks very much for the call. The dilemma, I guess, and he brought it up, it kind of sparked this. So Jared and I, we work long days. Jared gets out typically usually a little earlier than I do. I work from 9 in the morning till 7 o'clock at night. That encompasses business hours, just about across the board. If I want to cash a check and stand in line or whatever I have to do, I usually have to wait until the weekend to do it. I've got to go in Saturday. Anything that I have to do business-wise in my personal life, if I have to take care of a bill or schedule something, or it's got to be done. Not everybody can work around me, and I get that. It's tough. I've got a tough schedule, and it's hard to make an appointment during the week. You have to take time off of work if you want to do something in the middle of the week. Otherwise, the other party is going to have to concede and give me a Saturday, and that they don't want to work. So I think on that side of things, Yeah, I would be a little bit more open to a four-day work week if I had a day off where I could get my personal errands done.
Well, and to his point about having to always be open, I mean, in those types of industries where you need to do that, you can stagger
right
shifts.
You would, like, you would have to.
When I worked in TV news, that was how it was. Some guys were, you know, Thursday to Tuesday, and they, or Thursday to Monday, and they had, you know, Tuesday and Wednesday off. Other people had different, some people had Thursday, Friday, you know, it just, it was kind of how it worked out. Not everybody got the same days off.
Right. But if you're a business that's typically open 5 days a week, that's not like TV or radio news or anything like that. Say you're a bank, and I'm giving the exception of Saturdays where they're open till, you know, nine to noon, whatever. Say you're open generally 5 days a week, just a regular store or whatever. And you're going to shift to a four-day work week. It doesn't necessarily mean you're taking a fifth day off. Like Jared said, you're shifting the staff, you know, their work. So you got to hire more people. You got to hire more shifts, and use them a little bit more sparingly. But if you're a business and you're looking to narrow down your work, that doesn't make sense, I guess, to close down for a day. You just have to, it's interesting. Never really thought of it that way. The lines are full. People want to talk about this. Interesting. If you're in favor of a four-day work week, I'd love to hear from you. And if you're not, love to hear from you as well. Alan, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Alan.
Hey, guys. Nice to talk to you. Hey, I worked a four-day work week for a company that was, it was kind of a retirement transition plan.
Yep.
The company was, or the place I worked was open 5 days a week. I was supposed to work 5 days, 40 hours, and the transition was I could work 32 hours, you know, because I'm going towards retirement. And I was thinking about, do I want to take Monday or Friday? And I thought I wanted to take Friday. And then my wife said that if you, I thought I wanted to take Monday, but my wife said, if you take Monday as your normal day off, so in other words, your normal week, work week is Tuesday
through
Friday,
yeah.
You miss all the paid Monday holidays.
Oh.
So you have to take Friday.
Oh, gosh. That's
right?
That's a great point. Oh, man. Oh, wise woman. Yes, thank you very much for the call, Alan. Very good point. We'll get to more of your calls right after the break. 844-500-4242, a four-day work week. What's your thought? We'll get back to your calls right after the break. I'm Taylor Cormier. This is The Howie Carr Show.
He's making talk radio great again. He's Howie Carr.
You just shot an unarmed man.
But he should have armed himself.
The Howie Carr Show.
Welcome back to the Howie Carr Show. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Just for our listeners, save $200 on the 3-Pack through this Sunday. To order, go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3. Jared, what is the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Do you support a four-day work week comprised of four 10-hour days?
I still feel I'd be getting the short end of the stick somehow. I'm not about it just yet, no.
55% now say yes, and 45% say no.
Oh, wow, it's gone down.
Unexpectedly gone down.
Unexpectedly. I think if I were in favor of it, I would opt for a Wednesday. Take the Wednesday off. Therefore, you don't get as much burnout. So you're not working a whole 4 days straight through, whereas again we're working 5 days straight through right now. I'm not burnt out yet, but it happens to people. It would happen, I think, a lot less frequently if people were given out the given the option of a 4 day work week. And I don't know. It's interesting. It's an interesting concept. Uncharted, a Denver company that assists social impact startups, whatever those are, reported no decrease in performance and less stress among employees when it shifted to a four-day, 32-hour work week last September. The company experimented with a shorter schedule from June through August 2020. A shorter work week could result in more productivity, an equal workplace, and an increase in engagement, according to Sprig HR, a performance management platform. Downsides might include poor management and less market competitiveness in some industries. It's and what happens to vacation time? What happens to benefits? Do those decrease you know, comparatively with your hours. I would imagine they'd have to. You got to make that up somewhere. I think most of us would just end up working a second job that day off that we get. I know my wife would be opting for that. Hey, why are you sitting around here today? Why don't you go out and work? Paula, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Paula.
Hi. I did this. Well, I would say if it's 32 hours, that might be different. If it's 40, it's horrible. Especially if you have young children.
Mm-hmm.
Someone has to be there for them.
Right, right.
You couldn't both do it. They also expect you to do all of your... If you have children, schedule all doctor's appointments on the day off. Everything has to be done on your day off because on your on days, you've got to be there.
Well, I mean, that's kind of the dilemma a lot of us find ourselves in, right? We work during regular business hours. We have spouses that work during regular business hours. And many of us have children that have needs that you have to take a day off here and there for. But the dilemma is that most places, I know doctor's office might be an exception, especially pediatricians. They don't have office hours on Saturdays or weekends in general. Some places do. Some places don't. But a lot of, you know, the needs that we have to get the errands that we many times save for the weekend, we're really struggling to get them all done. If you're life planning, if you're doing anything financial, people aren't going to want to meet with you on a Saturday. That's their day off. It's tough. So I'm not exactly for it just yet, but it is appealing. I see the appeal. John, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, John.
Carol, how you doing?
Good.
Good to talk to you. My whole opinion on it would be this. If I could spend, I'm retired now, but if I could, I would spend every fleeting moment with my children because nobody's going to stand up and teach your children what you would teach them. And number two, I think having a four-day week, it's not for everybody, fine and dandy. But for those who do want it, why can't we go that route? A third of the people in the country do the 10 four-day week. So what's the problem with that? What, does everybody have to do it? Are we now collective instead of individuals? And can we be able to work that way? Thank you, Taylor.
Thank everything. You very much for the call, John. I appreciate it. It's you know... We would all have to, you know, it's tough to talk about this when you work in an industry such as Jared and myself, where there's got to be accountability and there has to be continuity, especially in what we do. Each one of us brings a different set of skills and talents to the table that on that off day, I think it would be noticeably different, maybe for better, maybe for worse, maybe... Completely, it's a wash, but it's a different day. It's weird. It's a weird thing to think about, and I think a lot of places they would want that continuity throughout the week. You know, certain people they bring into the job, they hire for a certain reason. They want to see that kind of productivity throughout the entire week, not just for 4 days. Maybe the person that's working on that person's off day isn't as good, or maybe even better. If they've been miscast, who knows? It's a lot to work out. We'll take more calls after the break. I'm Taylor Cormier, and this is The Howie Carr Show.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
So a couple of good points here, and we'll get back to the calls. We're talking about 4-day work weeks as opposed to 5-day work weeks as the... fundraising campaign website Kickstarter is starting to shift a little bit more. They're going to do a trial on 4-day work weeks. Brought up the question today, which is our poll question, would you be in support of a 4-day work week comprised of 4 10-hour days? So, you know, one of the points we've been talking about is that, well, would you be paid less? The answer to that, I suppose, would be no, because you're still working the same amount of hours. You're still putting in a 40-hour work week if you're usually doing 40 hours over 5 days. The hours would be, you know, sparsed out over, 2 hours per day. So you still get 40 hours in the work week. So that wouldn't go anywhere. The other point is that productivity goes up, but it doesn't really, if you look at it, according to a lot of these studies. The productivity only appears to go up because you're looking at the work week in terms of days and not hours. So if you're looking at a four-day work week and you're just seeing 4 days and the same amount of work is getting done in 4 days that usually gets done in 5 days, well, that does look impressive on paper, but you're not taking into account that there's 2 extra hours to each of those days on the four-day work week, so the workers have more time to get the stuff that they would generally get done that other day during a five-day work week. They get it done within the 4 days, so productivity is about the same. In fact, could be even less. Mark Efron, president of the Talent Strategy Group, said shorter work weeks aren't more productive. The companies lauded for shorter work weeks are all self-reported happier, less stressed employees, and the same amount of productivity, Mr. Efron wrote in a blog post last year. But that means the employees didn't accomplish anything more. They just did the same exact thing in less time. Their shorter work improved nothing for their customers, suppliers, or shareholders. But employers in other countries are testing the four-day work week. Spain agreed to finance companies that try a 32-hour work week without lowering employees' pay. In New Zealand, Unilever said in November that it would test a four-day work week for its 81 employees until this December. The pay is still equal to 5 days, Reuters reported. Few texts here. 603 says, all productivity reviews show it goes down. All workers love, bosses hate. 774, if there's a four-day work week, construction, including road work projects, would never get done. They don't get done with a five-day work week. 781, it's not like the entire country would be off on the same day like the RMV. Everyone would have different schedules of 4 days. That's what I'm saying. If we can do it that way, if we're going to do a four-day work week kind of on a national basis, that would be fine. Let's see. 617, Taylor, a four-day work week would skyrocket alcoholism and domestic abuse. I mean, we've seen that with the pandemic with zero-day work weeks. I don't know if we'd be better off or worse off with a four-day work week. 978 says, I work for a sheriff's department, 4 on, 2 off. 4 days on, 2 days off would rotate. It wasn't bad. I retired a year ago. Defund the police. Sorry to hear it, but that's still a five-day work week. 4 days on, 2 days off. That's still 5 days in a week. I hate to burst your perception of what your work week was like. 781, my company does a lot of 4 days, 40-hour work weeks, but not much gets done in the 9th or 10th hours. Dan, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, Taylor, I was just going to say, this is just something else that Americans are going to whine about and just give more advantage to China. You know, if you had a business, you know, a big business, and you wonder where the jobs go, they go to China because they don't complain about anything. They're just happy to work.
Well, Japan, I would say, is one of the most productive countries that's out there. And they have more relaxed work days. They have, from what I've seen, you know, they allow their employees to take naps in the day. They've got exercise, you know, kind of like a gym class that you would have in school, phys ed class during their work week. So there's different strokes for different folks, I guess, Dan.
And the Japanese are just like the Chinese. They're more productive. They're both more productive than we are.
Yeah, we find excuses to get out of just about anything, don't we? David, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Thanks for the call, Dan. Go ahead, David. You're next.
A four-day work week would be counterproductive because what do? Shut hospitals down? People don't have enough time in the emergency room to take care of people?
No, I think what we're saying, though, what's being said here is that it's not necessarily the businesses that are only open 4 days a week. It's the employees. They get put on a four-day-a-week schedule where they work 10 hours for over a period of 4 days. 40 hours over a period of 40 days, 10 hours a day, excuse me, doing Joe Biden math. But the business itself would stay open the usual times that it would be open. You just have, I would guess, more employees because you would have to shift schedules around. People would be working fewer days, same amount of hours, but fewer days. Either stagger or hire more. It's not that that we just close down a business for a day, although I guess that would be up to the business. If it wants to do a uniform day off where everybody takes the day off, and that's their prerogative. Thanks for the call, David. Mark, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Mark.
Am I on?
You are on.
Okay, listen, I did work a four-day work week. It was Monday through Thursday. And the funny thing about the whole thing is when there was a Monday holiday and we had a four-day weekend, everybody complained because we had to work through Friday and only got a two-day weekend the next weekend. But the that was only for the shop.
Wait, are you sir? Are you saying with the holiday that they wouldn't give you that day off? They would you'd get the holiday off, but you'd have to work through Friday again?
Yes.
So nothing changed, even when there was a holiday.
Well, we still got our 40 hours in.
Yeah.
Plus the holiday pay for Monday, so. You know, yeah, we were ahead of it. It's just that everybody was complaining because they didn't have the three-day weekend. I mean, I just thought that was funny.
That is funny. Thanks for the call, Mark. I appreciate it. 844-500-4242. Just to wrap up the article here from the Washington Times, Microsoft Japan made headlines in 2019 when it experimented with a four-day work week and reported a 40% increase in productivity. The five-day, 40-hour work week has been the standard for less than 100 years. In the late 19th century, labor unions and organized trades began demanding eight-hour workdays, as we all know, as they rallied for better working conditions. The idea gained traction and popularity in 1926 when the Ford Motor Company adopted a five-day, 40-hour work week. In 1938, the federal government passed the Fair Labor Standards Act.
The plant called and said, if you don't come in tomorrow, don't bother coming in Monday.
A four-day weekend.
Scotia, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Scotia.
Hey, Taylor. Many, many moons ago, I worked in a nursing facility as an aide, and I worked a 36-hour week and was paid for 40. The deal was that I would work the weekend, and then I would walk out scot-free. I did the overnights. I did three 12-hour shifts. And I got to say, I absolutely loved it.
Really?
The work was, yeah, it was great. I had 4 days off. I got paid for 40 hours, and I was there 12. I mean, if something came up, they were more than willing to let you have a day off. You know, I had like a wedding or something I had to go to, so in the middle of my regular schedule. Yeah, it worked out great. I really liked it. I mean, I was young then. I don't know now if I'd want to do a 12-hour day like
that. Yeah,
that
sounds like a lot. I've you know, not that I do strenuous work. My job is not physically demanding, but it, you know, at the end of the day, you want to check out mentally. You just kind of want to go home and not think about anything until the next morning. But I don't know if I could 12 hours for 3 days a week. Oh, that wouldn't work for us. Again, all these situations we talk about in our business here in the radio industry, the media industry, it doesn't really pan out that way. Thanks, everybody, for the calls. We'll move on from this topic. I appreciate the participation. Interesting to think about, though, if a lot of companies would kind of adopt the four-day work week. Some interesting things that have been brought to my attention regarding COVID. Did you know that they did surveys and studies on how best to put out the vaccine propaganda? This is from the NIH website, clinicaltrials.gov. This is really interesting. They conducted a study that was first posted July 7th of 2020. They don't have the complete results of the study because there is a condition in here. I think they would check in 3 to 6 months after everybody was eligible for the vaccine to check out how the study performed. But this study took 15 people and gave them different reasons as to why they should or should not get the vaccine or should not consider getting the vaccine. they shopped this out. They workshopped the propaganda methods that they wanted to use, and we've seen a few of them. So again, this is from clinicaltrials.gov. This study tests different messages about vaccinating against COVID-19 once the vaccine becomes available. Participants are randomized to one of 12 arms, with one control arm and one baseline arm. We'll compare the reported willingness to get a COVID-19 vaccine at 3 and 6 months of it becoming available between the 10 intervention arms to the two control arms. So they had two controls. One of the controls, sham comparator, was the control message being: two of the 15 of the sample will be assigned to the pure control group, which is a passage on the costs and benefits of bird feeding. They weren't given anything about the vaccine. They were just told about bird feeders and the different kind of bird feeders you'd want to use in your home. The active comparator, the baseline message: three of the sample will be assigned to a control group with a message about the effectiveness and safety of vaccines. Just the facts, ma'am, just the facts. Even those can be questioned, but we'll stick with this. So you have your two control groups right there. One gets the bird feeder, and the other gets the effectiveness and safety of vaccines, just the facts. One of the participants will be assigned to this intervention called the Experimental Personal Freedom Experimental Message Arm, which is a message about how COVID-19 is limiting people's personal freedom, and by working together to get enough people vaccinated, society can preserve its personal freedom. Another experimental arm was the economic freedom messaging. One of the 15 will be assigned to this intervention, which is a message about how COVID-19 is limiting people's economic freedom, and by working together to get enough people vaccinated, society can preserve its economic freedom. Are you sensing a pattern here yet? The self-interest message was the next group, the experimental social benefit self-interest. This message is that COVID-19 presents a real danger to one's health, even if one is young and healthy. Getting vaccinated against COVID-19 is the best way to prevent oneself from getting sick. So they're trying all these different methods. Okay, so first is, you know, the economy, social responsibility, freedom, personal freedoms, all of those are being affected for everybody. And you can help save everyone else's personal freedoms, or you can help save the entire economy if you are part of the vaccinated. And then it came to the social self-interest. Well, if that's not going to work for these people, we've got to hit them at home where they live. This could affect you. Another experimental arm was the social benefit for the community interest. And this was more about your loved ones. The more people who get vaccinated against COVID-19, the lower the risk that one's loved ones will get sick. Society must work together and get all vaccinated. The other economic benefit experimental message arm, about how COVID-19 is wreaking havoc on the economy, and the only way to strengthen the economy is to work together to get enough people vaccinated. Then they go to the guilt. This is where we're at now. We're at these last few. We're at guilt, embarrassment, and anger. What are the steps of, I forget the term, but
the stages grieving? Of grief.
Grieving, yes. Yeah. And one is anger, and there's acceptance, and this is the 15 steps of COVID. We're in the guilt, embarrassment, or anger. Guilt: the best way to protect them is by getting vaccinated, and society must work together to get enough people vaccinated. Then it asks the participant to imagine the guilt they would feel if they don't get vaccinated and spread the disease. Embarrassment asks the participant to imagine the embarrassment they'll feel if they don't get vaccinated and spread the disease. Anger asks the participant to imagine the anger they will feel if they don't get vaccinated and spread the disease. Then there's trust in science. That's another stage we're at right now. They're using a few of these at the same time. Vaccination is backed by science. If one doesn't get vaccinated, that means that one doesn't understand how infections are spread, or who ignores science. They're stupid. And then this is the last straw. This is the last bastion of hope for the COVID propagators. They're going after the alpha males, the not bravery messaging arm. One of the 15 of the sample will be assigned to this message, which describes how firefighters, doctors, and frontline medical workers are brave. Those who choose not to get vaccinated against COVID-19 are not brave. Oh no, they're going over my, they're gunning for my fragile masculinity. We'll wrap things up on the other side, 844-500-4242. I'm Taylor Cormier. This is the Howie Carr Show.
Howie Carr will return after this brief commercial break. Traveling around New England,
we're off on the road to Rhode Island.
Howie has you covered. To find a station near you, go to HowieCarshow.com. If you're looking for a woke male role model, well, you've got the wrong guy.
You can act like a man. What's the matter with you?
The Howie Carr Show is back.
Wrapping things up here on the Howie Carr Show, one last call. Tim, real quick, we've got 1 minute. Go ahead, Tim.
Yeah, I was curious. If you go to a 40-hour work week and somebody's going to want their money back for the or to the 32-hour work week, somebody's going to want their money back. And when they do, who's going to restructure the hospitalization payments, the unemployment payments? There's going to be a lot of companies that rely on all that stuff. They're not going to be happy. And, you know, on a $60,000 a year job, you're talking about taking almost 12 grand a year off of somebody's job.
Right. That's if you're going to, if you're not lengthening the work day to 10 hours, though. And I think what it sounds like is the 32-hour work week is more on a voluntary basis if people want to do that rather than work 40 hours and still be considered somewhat full time. That's interesting, though. Look, it's just a question, and there are more companies that are looking more closely at it, and I think it's going to catch on for a little while. Is it a trend, or is it just this fluke thing? We'll see. Time will tell. Not here, though. Well, Howie Carr has a four-day work week this week. We'll ask him what it feels like tomorrow. You can ask him. We'll be back tomorrow. See you then.